Hi everyone, Jim Rizzoli here, Holocaust Denier Extraordinaire, and proud of it. Well, today's discussion is going to be very interesting, I think, for you folks, because it's going to have to do with a topic that, I have people every now and then will say to me in regards to the Holocaust, because I say that the Holocaust is a big scam, biggest scam ever, and they'll say to me, how could all these people, okay, all these Germans, everybody involved with the war, cover up something like this or lie about something like this? It just doesn't seem credible or reasonable that that could happen. And I'm saying, well, that's what it appears to be. Yeah, it does seem like a big thing to do, be able to cover up something so big, the lie of the Holocaust that, you know, I'm promoting, showing that it's a lie. And there is a simple explanation for it, and I'm going to explain that. You see, what happened with the Germans at the end of the war is that Germany was denazified, okay? That's what happened in Germany. And I'm going to actually refer you to an article on the Renegade Tribune, okay? And I'm going to put the link to this article because I'm not going to really go into the whole article. I'm just going to show you where the article is. You can read the article later because it has a lot of good information on it. But this had to do with the denazification of Germany. So when the war was lost, what happened was the United States had to come in there with their psychological warfare people. And they had to actually, the term is brainwash them, okay? Brainwash them from their views to get them to accept the, the Allies' viewpoints, the American viewpoint, or whatever you want to say, viewpoint of what happened with that war. So you had to really convince these people that they were wrong. Remember, they were brought up, through the Hitler era from the late 20s, the 30s, really believing in Hitler and what he was, saying. And they were completely convinced because most of the people in Germany were on Hitler's side. So that shows you they were completely convinced of what Hitler was saying was true. Well, now at the end of the war, they had to be deconvinced, all right? They had to be re-educated now to Hitler being wrong, his views being wrong, his policies being wrong. And now the question is, how could you do that? How do you take a people that were so completely convinced in something and make them be wrong? Okay, make them believe they are wrong. Well, this is, the term is really brainwashing, but it's really called re-education, denazification. And the way they did that is very simple, because if you deprive people of the things that they need to live, like food, clothing, shelter, and all these type of things, they're going to believe anything if you throw it at them, okay? If you say to them, listen, if you believe now this, and we're going to give you food and clothing and shelter and, all these type of things, then there you go. I mean, wouldn't you say anything if you had no food? And yeah, whatever you want. I'm starving. Give me the food, whatever you want to say. And that's exactly what happened here, okay, with the Allies coming in. It's called actually the Psychological Warfare Division, all right? And so this was an intense campaign, all right, to really shock, humiliate the Germans, showing that they were guilty for what happened with the war. And that's what they did, okay? Now, I'm going to just cover a couple points here, okay, about this re-education process here, all right? There were thousands of people that didn't go along with the program, and that was the problem, okay? And so these people obviously had to be put into camps, re-education camps, and the other people now, again, the majority of these Germans now, again, being in the real bad condition that they were, they really had to accept what the Allies were promoting now, okay, the denazification of Germany and the brainwashing techniques that came along with it. And so now you can see why these people were able to be convinced of anything. And this is why now the Holocaust comes into play here too. Because what happened at the end of the war too was, we know, and I presented in my video showing you that Auschwitz, particularly Auschwitz, the Russians took over the camp, and they made it into a Hollywood Disney World camp that murdered people. Okay, that's really what it was, all right? And so they, you know, in Auschwitz 1, the building Crema 1, they made it to look like it was a homicidal gas chamber, that people went in it and were gassed. And they made it to look like that. I mean, they actually, the last thing that the Crema 1 building, it was actually a morgue at the time, but at the end of the war, they made it into an air raid shelter. So when I guess when the Russians got it, it would have been an air raid shelter. So what they had to do was they had to knock down all the walls in it and to expand it and knock down inner walls to make it look like it was one big, huge room where people were being executed. And then they put the holes in the roof to say that this is where they were throwing in the Zyklon B pellets to gas the people. Now, I already have gone through all this to show and expose that being the biggest hoax going. It's a bunch of baloney. Never could have happened. Even if they could throw those pellets through the roof, it couldn't function as a gas chamber because of the fact they had no heat in the room. They had no blowers in the room. It wasn't set up to do that. If you were going to kill anybody, you would have used the fumigation chambers where they were fumigating the clothes, because there were little rooms. They had heaters. They had blowers. And the fact that these rooms worked excellent on lice and killed all the lice in the clothing shows that it could have worked if they really wanted to use these rooms. But, I mean, there's no way you could have, killed millions of people in these little closet type rooms. It couldn't have happened. So that's out of the question. So anyway, so now the Germans here had to be convinced, all right, with the story. All right. They had to now tell another story because there's a lot of things on the line here. All right. So when they were being re-educated, part of the re-educating program was to accept the homicidal gas chamber crap. Okay. So all of them had to go along with it. They had to accept it, because some people say, well, you know, the soldiers even started talking about the homicidal gas chambers, saying there were homicidal gas chambers. And Huss, the commandant of the camp, he actually said that 2.5 million Jews were executed in homicidal gas chambers, and another, 500,000 were executed or whatever. I mean, he, gave his views. But remember, Huss was tortured. A lot of the German soldiers were tortured or threatened with, well, you're going to lose your pension, you're going to be shipped to Siberia, we're going to take away your family, or whatever. And so they had to go along with the program here. Think about it. So they actually, a lot of these soldiers, a lot of these people end up telling the lie that the gas chamber theory existed. And so that's how you convince them, okay? You just threaten them and do whatever you had to do. And for the remainder of the people now in Germany, here they are being denazified, re-educated in the camps. They took away all their historical books, even dealing with nationalism of Germany. So these people were really brainwashed. So by the end of the war, 1950-ish, when the education program really kind of was over, intensely over, these people were now brought to the decision that Germany was to blame for the war. Okay. And so that's how it happened. And so now look at they would have been actually, my parents' age. Okay. They're the ones that now would have been having children, which would have been my age. And then of course I would have been brought up thinking that Germany was responsible for the war. Hitler was bad, cause again, everything that Germany did was not right. See, now that brings us up to today. And I'm going to kind of, segue into another topic, because this article, again, you can read the article, you get the link to it. You can see all the information that's in the article. I'm not going to get into it, but I want to show you that today, like you might say, well, how can people be brainwashed today? Well, let's think about what's going on with the COVID crap here. All right. Look at all the people wearing the mask. They've been thoroughly brainwashed and convinced The same way the Germans were, that they were wrong, they have, the people today have been convinced that there's a problem out there with this so-called virus, which I don't believe is a virus like they say it is. It's a kind of a strange situation what's going on here. I think it's just a mild flu that everybody gets, okay? But they've made it into a big thing that there's a pandemic going on and all these people are dying from this so-called COVID disease or whatever virus, when really what's happening is not much, okay? A lot of people are being tested positive, which they say that a lot of the tests are not good. The 90%, 92 or 3% of the tests are not even accurate. But let's think about this. So everybody has this. So everybody's coming down with something that they're tested positive for. What's the big deal? The biggest thing is how many people are dying. And not many people are dying. Okay, that's the point. But they convinced everybody that the dying part of it really isn't the issue as much as them having this virus. And that's the fear now that's into these people's mind. So now they've been brainwashed and convinced that there's this boogeyman of a virus out there. And what they have to do is they have to wear a mask that really doesn't do anything. They've been convinced to wear a mask that's going to protect them from this virus. So you see, you could say to me, well, how can all these Germans be convinced and brainwashed into thinking, you know, that Hitler was wrong and everything he stood for was wrong? Well, how can all these people in the world today be convinced that wearing a mask is protecting them from something that doesn't even exist to the degree that it's going to kill them all? See, they've been convinced too. So again, I'm just making a parallel to show you that the Holocaust topic that I actually, you know, really get into more than any other topic, how that could be, you know, put on society as being, sure, it happened. Sure, all these people were killed because they convinced everybody that this is what happened. And today, let's think about even today. Look what's going on today. You know, again, I think the Holocaust topic is probably the most important topic to discuss today, and nobody's discussing it, all right? I'm probably the only one on the internet that really makes it my effort to really attack this Holocaust lie. Nobody really gets into it, okay, like I do, and that bothers me. Now, I'm not saying that if you're making videos out there, you should be doing it like I am and talking about it as much as I am. I'm not. That's all I'm saying is somewhere down the line in your videos or somewhere down the line on these people's that are out there, so-called truther people, at least take a stand for the topic and show at some point that it's a lie. That's all I'm saying. We have to have everybody united in that fact. And I feel saddened a little bit that the fact that not everybody is out there putting a face to it or even putting a thought to it, that the Holocaust is the biggest scam going and it's controlling the whole narrative today, because if they could pass that lie on to everybody, they can pass any lie on to anybody. And look at the lie they're passing on with this COVID thing, which honestly is probably going to affect more people than the Holocaust lie, because it's affecting us in how we go out and how we shop and how we eat and how we do everything in our lives. It's really stymied us in our lives. It is a problem, okay? It's affecting us even more so. But again, it's good to know how this all came about and how brainwashing techniques work. And again, we see how it worked on the Germans, and it continues to work on Germany today. They have a guilt complex about the Holocaust. And now, you know, people all over the world with the COVID have this guilt complex that they are responsible for spreading a disease that doesn't exist, that's going to kill everybody, okay? That's what they think, okay? So now there's a guilt complex upon people today on that aspect of it. And so now you can see why people can be so easily led as sheep, all right, to do what they're doing and go along with this COVID crap, wearing masks and complying. And this is the really bad part about it, the compliance of it, okay? Because most everybody has to comply in some way to get what they want, just like the Germans had to comply and actually just say, yeah, we're responsible for all the deaths of millions of people and the Jews and all this, the guilt complex of on the Jews. Now we're responsible here for all these people dying because we're spreading or have the potential of spreading this stupid fake COVID, whatever it is. I mean, it's really crazy. So anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up today just to show people how things worked from, you know, way back when, 75 years ago, the denazification of the Germans to us being brainwashed into believing this COVID crap and the lies that go along with it. It's really, really out of control. And we have to get more people aware of how all this can happen and just fight it the best we can. No surrender. That's what I say. Well, anyway, that's it for now, folks. I want to thank you for watching this video. Go to that link on the RenegadeTribune.com site. Excellent article about the denazification of Germany. And I hope to talk to you another time. All right. Take care. Bye now.